Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of The Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Today's episode is Jefferson County Public Schools have a history of hiring teachers and counselors who are sexual predators. It's very unfortunate, of course, that there is a serious problem in Jefferson County, West Virginia, in the public schools, in the repeated instances of teachers who either have predatory behavior or sexually inappropriate behavior. So I'd like to review a chart I've made of the instances over the recent years. Let's have a look at that now. This is a history of sexual predators and inappropriate sexual conduct by teachers and staff serving in Jefferson County, West Virginia Public Schools. 2005, a teacher's license is revoked for sexually harassing female students. 2009, an art teacher's license was revoked after he was convicted of enticing a minor to engage in sex. 2015, Charlestown Middle School principal Timothy Stiles had sex with two different teachers in his office while students were still on campus. That's as reported by a parent who had students in the school at that time. 2016, Jefferson High School music teacher Joel Zeiler has sex with two students and solicits nude photos from one of them. His friend, veteran drama teacher Steve Glendenning, hangs himself in the school auditorium. 2019, a special education teacher's license was permanently revoked after criminal child pornography charges were placed against him in Maryland. 2021, Jefferson High School teacher Willie Edward Belmonte Jr. has sex multiple times with a 17-year-old special education student, two times on school grounds during school hours. He is currently serving from 23 to 55 years in prison. And we've covered that here on the Richard Urban Show, and also the outrageous fact that in 2021, January 11th, during a Board of Education meeting where I was present in response to my comments about absence-centered curricula, Mr. Belmonte said they don't work. And just after that time, he was having sex with students at the school. Go figure. 2024, Jefferson High School teacher Edward Hopkins Kahn solicited sexually explicit photographs from a 17-year-old boy in Georgia while posing as a young woman. He also distributed sexually explicit images. And so he was charged here and also in Georgia. 2025. In November, Washington High School Communities and School facilitator and counselor for at-risk children, Taylor Staubs, was fired after it was discovered that she shared sexually explicit pictures of herself while in her office and at other Washington High School locations. Say what? So I'm going to now read excerpts from the National File article, and this was also reported in the Spirit of Jefferson newspaper. So here we have the article in the National File about Taylor Staubs. A Martinsburg, West Virginia woman is under investigation. Actually, she's been terminated from her job at the school by Jefferson County Schools for the production distribution of pornographic material at the high school where she is employed as a counselor for at-risk children. The woman, Taylor Lauren Staubs, 31, is alleged to have taken highly explicit photos in her office and various other rooms in Washington High School during school hours on a nearly daily basis. A source close to the investigation stated that Staubs would then send the pornographic images to men and post them in Facebook chats, as well as a large Discord channel for a sex club in Pennsylvania. Before working at Washington High School, Taylor Staubs was a well-known former forensic interviewer and supervisor for the Children's Home Society in Martinsburg, West Virginia. According to Staubs' curriculum vitae, which was filed in several cases in which she appeared as an expert witness in cases of child abuse and neglect, she has conducted over 300 forensic interviews with children and was sworn in as an expert witness in court dozens of times in Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan County courts. Staubs was known as a rising star in the local court system, where her stepfather, Berkeley County Circuit Court Judge R. Stephen Redding, has served on the bench since his appointment in 2018. Steve Redding is currently one of four candidates under consideration by West Virginia Governor Patrick Morsi to fill a vacancy in the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, the state's highest court. This image isn't very good, but it's probably like Beyonce or somebody like that. Anyway, if you want to look at the article, there's some explicit images showing kind of things she was posting. But this is clearly, you can see in this picture that she's in a classroom. And if this isn't an outrage, I don't know what is. But as you can see, there's a repeating pattern of this kind of behavior in Jefferson County public schools. So when we look at this pattern of the repeated hiring of people who are sexual predators or who act sexually inappropriate, we see that this is not an isolated incident. There's really a serious problem here in Jefferson County, West Virginia. And we see that also connecting over to Berkeley County, like in this Staubs case. So the point of the matter is that, as listeners know, my wife and I founded a nonprofit that helps youth to succeed by teaching sexual abstinence before marriage. And we offer this program for free for the schools that want it or other places. So actually, there's 7 schools in Jefferson County. And fairly recently, I've been around to all of those schools. And I can tell you exactly that Washington High School, the principal there, Mr. Schoen, he basically blew me off. I was talking to him, you know. I wanted to show him a short presentation about our program. He said, "Oh, no, we have a lot of nonprofits in our school." I guess he was referring to, like, the communities and schools for which Ms. Staubs worked. "I'm going to check with them about your program." And I kind of scratched my head. "Oh, so you're going to check with another nonprofit about the program. I thought you're the principal." Well, that's kind of a strange answer. But the bottom line is he wasn't concerned about the best interests of his students through his reaction. And then we see, so I was over there in September, that a short time after, this woman is terminated and he's working at her school. Now, what about Jefferson High School, where we said there were numerous problems of Belmonte and Zeiler and Glendenning and before that other people? In other words, basically continuous problems with sexual predators. Then the man in 2024 who was sharing child pornography to Georgia and locally, who worked at the school, was a teacher there. And so surely the principal there would like to hear about a positive program for the youth. Nope, no interest. Go by the school. The lady at the desk, bzz, bzz, and the principal happened to be, you know, there. "Oh, Richard Urban's here. He's from such and such. You know, could he set up an appointment?" Nope, no interest. "Oh, okay, great. Oh, not so great." So I think there's something going on that's more than meets the eye. I mean, why are all these things occurring repeatedly? And yet, when a community group offers a valuable program, then the principals didn't want to hear about it. Went to Wildwood Middle School. Now, the principal there, Basie, got back to me and said, also interestingly mentioned community in schools, said something about communities in schools. Okay, that's fine, great. So let's see, you have communities in schools, and so you don't need a program to help you succeed by promoting sexual abstinence. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know why she mentioned about communities in schools. Like, do they decide what programs come in school? Like, because Miss Stobbs is working there, they check with Miss Stobbs. Hey, Miss Stobbs, do you think we should have an abstinence center program in our school? Oh, no, I don't think so. Oh, okay, we won't have... I mean, seriously, there's something seriously wrong. I mean, I've worked with a dozen schools in the District of Columbia. And, you know, a lot of different schools. Not every school wanted our program, but... You know, I think there's really a need for reflection here in Jefferson County and for parents to really speak out and tell what they want in the school. And not only that, to think about, you know, are there students even getting a decent education, and are they even safe in the sense that, okay, so in the recent last 10 years, every year and a half, someone's convicted as a sexual predator or terminated for inappropriate things. By the way, Ms. Stobbs, apparently, as far as I know, isn't being prosecuted for anything. Well, she should be prosecuted for something. And I didn't show the explicit pictures, but there's some of them on that are somewhat blacked out on the article on National File. And it's completely outrageous. And she's in the school building doing this and even making fun of the fact, you know, that she's in the school building and the fact that she said, you know, things like, oh, if you were a student in on these pornographic chat, you know, they had some excerpts there. So that is just so completely outrageous. So I feel, you know, this just has to be made known, and not just made known, but the school needs to take positive steps to stop this, the Jefferson County Board of Education. So I'm happy to announce that myself and others who are supporting this initiative will be introducing such a type of resolution to the Jefferson County schools so they can at least be moving in the right direction. So I'd like to share with you the resolution for abstinence education and character education. And point out again that this kind of valueless, or how do you say, valueless sexual education is really damaging, because you have people like the predatory Willie Belmonte who don't want value sexual education. Well, why not? Oh, you mean the students might say, no, run, I'll call the police, whatever. You know, that's what should happen. And in fact, you know, these students, people were convicted because some of their friends came forward to let them know what was happening. And somebody did some good sleuth work with Miss Stobbs, although, I mean, that takes the cake. You know, and she worked as a forensic investigator for the
Children's Home Society.
You know, that's crazy. She was a forensic investigator. That is, so here's a person who is sexually inappropriate, like basically acting psychopathically, and she's a forensic investigator
for the Children's Home Society.
So, I mean, you could say that people who are engaging in evil want to be around the kids, but so is that what's going on in Jefferson County? We have, you know, a child abuse ring instead of an abstinence-centered education? Well, we don't have abstinence-centered education, I'll tell you that for sure. Not in the public schools. And we do have numerous cases of people abusing children or acting sexually inappropriate who are in positions of authority over children. So what kind of signal and message does that send to our youth and young adults and preteens, and all of the above. That's what I'd like to know. So for a motto for this year for me is, and I suggest for everybody, exposing evil and expanding goodness. Because this is completely sick. Like this Miss Dobbs person and all these other sick people who are working around our children. And yet our schools don't want to teach absence-centered education to give the option to children that they can abstain and that it's a really good choice. A really, really, really good choice. And I venture that and say that a type of abuse of children is not letting them hear this message. Because every adult I know and every parent I know and talk to says they wish they'd had this message while they were in school or as a young adult, basically while they're of school age. So why aren't we getting this message out to help people? What's the problem of the educators in Jefferson County? What's the problem of the principals? How come one principal, you know, like at Charlestown Middle, I went by there and says, oh yeah, that sounds good. And then she's ghosting me for a couple, 3 weeks. And finally she says, oh, sorry, I talked to, I don't know, who, I don't remember who she said she talked to. I've consulted with our team and we've decided that this is not a good fit right now. Oh, okay. Who did she consult with that threw cold water on it? That's what I'd like to know. So, yeah, this is a serious problem. So let's read the resolution for character and absence education now. Here we have the school board resolution for absence and character-based sexual health education. You can find this at urbanlifetraining.org. Whereas parents are the primary teachers of their children, and whereas virtually all parents want their children to abstain from sexual activity while of school age, and being that the purpose of sexual health education is to help you succeed in life, and whereas premature sexual activity is correlated with increased risk of alcohol and drugs, poor academic performance, emotional stress, increased risk of suicide, infection with sexually transmitted disease, and unwanted pregnancy, be it hereby resolved by the Jefferson County Board of Education that the primary purpose of all sexual education curricula in Jefferson County will be to teach the benefits of abstaining from all types of sexual activity and physical sexual contact while of school age. Marriage will be presented as an attainable goal and the appropriate and morally acceptable place for sexual activity when we become legal adults, and also as the most beneficial arrangement for the children that may be born to married parents. Since the discussion of same-sex attraction and gender identity is not conducive to these goals, and same-sex attraction cannot be confirmed without physical sexual contact, these topics will not be included in the sexual education curriculum. Further, the prevention of child abuse through affirming each child's agency is an important goal of sexual health education. Therefore, young children will be taught that no one should touch them in the area covered by their bathing suit. Older children will be taught that no one should touch their sexual organs or other body parts in any way inappropriately. This was first presented at the National School Boards Leadership Council Summit on July 30, 2022. This is a great for any Board of Education, and we will be bringing this forth to the Board of Education in Jefferson County, West Virginia. In conclusion, we need a revolution of absence-centered education. We need a parent revolution and a reality check. Reality check. We're seeing, as I pointed out in other shows, that 35% of girls in high school are showing sexual confusion, you know, whether they're thinking whether they're bisexual or lesbian or other. That's crazy. Boys too, but even more girls. And we're seeing that over 50% or around 50% of high school students have had sex. But actually, it's better to understand the progression. 25% of ninth graders have had sex, but about 75% of 12th graders. So, I mean, how do you feel as a parent? How do I feel as a grandparent? Oh, I send my daughter or granddaughter is going to school, Sue, say, whoever it is, and then she enters school, a virgin, and then she finishes high school as not a virgin. Is that the drum roll? Well, that's what we're moving toward with the kind of atmosphere we have here in Jefferson County, West Virginia, of hiring sexual predators and people acting inappropriately. And at the same time, the principals seem uninterested in bringing in community programs that are provided for free that teach absence-centered education. Oh, why is that? Wouldn't you want to work with community programs, working with students? So this is a serious issue. And this needs to stop. It's possible, you may not catch every person, but it'll provide a lot more safer environment. Think about it. If students are already oriented toward saying no, then if some predator or some kind of situation comes up, I was watching a video by John Rich, the country singer. He's collaborating and providing education on, being safe online, especially regarding sexual predators. Well, if no young person ever shared an image of themselves, explicit image, a naked image, etc., then would there be any sextortion and all these other things that are happening? Young men and women, especially young men even, committing suicide over sextortion, like this guy in 2024 right here was sextorting, or anyways, inappropriate communicating. There could have been sextortion involved. We don't know. So we really need to resolve to make sure that our children have the best possible chance of succeeding. And that is character-based education. And if you're not giving absence before marriage as the best option, then that is abusing youth by not telling them the truth. So as a parent, you and I, whether you're a parent or grandparent, need to speak out and not accept this kind of thing for our children, for our schools. Tell your principal what you want. Tell the Board of Education what you want. That you want your youth, your child, to receive the best chance of success. Tonight's episode has been about Jefferson County Public Schools have a history of hiring teachers and counselors who are sexual predators. I hope you found it enlightening. Do share and share on social media and review our podcast and let other people know about it. You can find it on any podcast platform like Spotify, etc. And do be blessed. And we will see you next time. And have a great new year.